Syracuse Common Counselors took the first step this week in an ambitious plan to rebuild Syracuse's housing stock with brand new one- and two-family homes. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbin.
Lawmakers have agreed to let the Walsh administration use all of the federal housing money allocated to the city for the Syracuse Infill Housing Program. Deputy Mayor Sharon Owen says the city wants to build 200 new houses for low-income buyers and renters.
This application will provide money for us to be able to do the construction. As I mentioned, approximately $275,000 per single-family unit. We probably sell them between $75,000 and $90,000, depending on where they are.
Lawmakers voted unanimously to use the funding that's been geared to community housing groups in the past and wasn't necessarily used for improving the housing stock. So Councilor Khalid Bey says it's about time.
You know, and when you look at our housing stock, I mean, come on, you know, it's had no investment, you know, so it's very bold of the administration.
The project will cost an estimated $13 million. Owen says the next step is figuring out where to build the houses, and she says the quest for more funding isn't over.
I have to look at non-traditional funding. I need to look at non-traditional construction. It's ambitious, but we're going to put everything we have behind this.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.